got a touch in the ball to save it. There goes the full-time whistle. It is all over here. And McCool Park in Ballybofey. And it's turned out to be a comfortable one in the opening quarter-final of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship for St. Michael's as they come through against Éireux to book their place in the semi-finals. 3-13 to 10 points was the final score, and the big scores in this game were the goals all coming from Michael Langan, Martin McElhinney and Edward O'Reilly. The story of the match, as we hit 22 minutes, it was all St. Michael's leading by 9 points to no score, 1-6 to no score at that stage in the game. But in the second quarter, Éireux started to get back into it, and as we hit the closing minutes of the half, they managed to reduce the deficit to 5 as they hit the 4 unanswered scores towards the half-time whistle. Michael Langan in that opening half scored 1-3. Langan, incidentally, didn't score in the second half, but he was the man that was pulling the strings, certainly, for St. Michael's, filtering in between the full back line and up in midfield. But it was a classy performance from Michael Langan. He took some classy scores, including that goal, which he drilled in low and hard at the second time of asking in under the Éireux goalkeeper. So 5 points was the difference at the break. Then we started the second half. It was down to 4 with Éireux through Conor Patton getting the opening point of the game. But then really after that, St. Michael's hit top gear once again. And when Martin McElhinney hit their second goal on 5 minutes, the scoreboard read 2-9 to 6 points. It was a 9-point advantage once again. There was a brief period where Éireux hit 3 unanswered scores in that second half. Philip Patton, Johnny Gallagher and Kian Rooney, which gave them a bit of life again in the match. The deficit then at that stage was 7. But it was just a matter of seeing out the game for St. Michael's, and that third goal came from Eddie O'Reilly. So it was Michael Langan with 1-3. He was the top scorer tonight. That all came in the opening half. Alan Kelly, he hit 2 for St. Michael's. Martin McElhinney had a goal and a point. Eddie O'Reilly got a goal as well for the men from the bridge. Hugh O'Donnell, Carlos O'Reilly, Michael Geller and Stephen Doak also getting in the score sheet. While as for Éireux on the score sheet tonight, Philip Patton got 3 points. Connor Patton, Eddie Lynch, Ryan Granahan, Johnny Gethins, Kane Rooney and Johnny Gallagher all scoring tonight as well for the men from Ballyshannon. But it wasn't enough. As I suppose Martin McHugh will bring in just to wrap things up here, It was the championship experience of St. Michael's probably was the telling point tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, them older players, but they were a very, very young team, obviously, and they really are. I just see Sylvester Maguire played plenty of years for them and won plenty of championship, leaving down here below us. But they'll be happy enough, Éireux. This is their progress from the intermediate last year, in Division 1 this year, and the thing about them in the senior championship and getting to quarter final, it's an important thing, and not being that relegated. So they'll be happy enough when they look back, and happy enough with their performance, considering, I mean, you know, in the sense. See, Michael's point of view going forward, just a couple of balls in the goalkeeper's hands, they're going to have to try to work on that. They're not do that against, you know, opposition that'll punish you at the other end. But good performance. Langan, as I said, did the damage in the first half and then played kind of a sweeper. Second half controlled it. Martin McElhinney with that experience. But there were a lot of very good performances. The whole full back line. Austin Cannon made that good save when he had anything to do at the end of the match. Whole full back line were brilliant. I thought Michael Goller did a great game at centre back. And Austin Langan did well going forward. The hard, you know, Q O'Donnell, these boys, was Carlos O'Reilly. What about the goal from Edward O'Reilly? We talk about it for long enough. Looking away from the goals and get his flicked hand to it and flicked it back into the back of the net. He says, anything you older fellas, Langan or Martin McGinney can do, I can do as well. And it's great. Christy Toy had a brilliant game when he stayed in the field. Andrew Kelly, 2 points. So look, they'll be happy enough going forward, and they're looking forward to now. They can relax. It's great to have the Friday night game, get the game out of the way and everything else, and look forward to enjoying the football over the weekend. And you know, Daniel McLaughlin will be very happy. This is probably their best performance to date, and that's the good thing about it. Oshin, keep improving as you go along, and they're going to be happy enough. And listen, whoever they meet in the semi-final, whether St. Juniors or St. Noll's they meet, they're going to be, you know, they're up for it. And this team have been about a while experience. Will they have Colin Anthony McFadden? Will he be fit to play any part? If he was, it would be a big, big help to have him coming back. But these lads, you know, played today, said, look, without Colin else, we'll perform, and they did, and everything else. So happy, the men from the bridge will be happy tonight.
Man of the match tonight, Michael Langan.
You'd have to say Michael Langan. He did it when it mattered, the first half, and some of the things he did, even that ball he carried out the field, just that class, everything else. And great, you know, from a Donegal County point of view, to a player with that size and everything else, with that ability and such class and everything else, you know, getting a big player that is that quality and everything else. Yeah, Michael Langan, no doubt about it. But I thought Martin McElhinney had a very, very good game, and we talked about the fullback, Liam Paul Ferry didn't put a foot wrong in fullback as everything else. So all round, they did a good all round, you know, the young lads fitted in really well. well, and they'd be happy, very happy that Daniel McLaughlin team. And now, you know, that's confidence, you know, getting to a semi-final. Pressure will be all maybe on Unions, especially if Unions do beat St. Noel's. Pressure will be on them and everything else. So they'll be happy, and you know, it's great. And it's great to see Christy Toy out in the field there. It's brilliant to see it. And his first half performance was very, very good.
So the first side into the semi-finals of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship is the men from the Bridge in Dunfanaghy. That is St. Michael's, who had a comfortable one here tonight. They will meet the winners of either St. Noel's or St. Unions. Hope you enjoyed our coverage tonight, be it live on Highland Radio across the northwest and online at highlandradio.com, or if you joined us as well on the Donegal GAA TV streaming service. And don't forget, you can of course follow all the action from all the matches this coming weekend with us on Highland, and of course with Donegal GAA streaming as well. And as we leave you from under the lights here on a lovely crisp autumn evening at McCool Park in a Ballybuffet, it's St. Michael's who are going home happier. They're into the semi-finals, beating Éireann on a final scoreline of 3 goals and 13 points to 10 points.